This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, November 30th. God's word for you today is your lifting. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 18, verse 16 to 17, and it says, "You reached down from heaven, and you lifted me from deep in the ocean. You rescued me from enemies who were hateful and too powerful for me." God has said this is your season of lifting, and to lift is to raise, to elevate, to move, not just from one level to another, but from a lower level to a higher level. So, God will lift you mentally in the name of Jesus. For some people, the challenge is that the level of their mental reasoning is just too low. God will elevate your reasoning. God will elevate your mental capacity in Jesus' name. For some of us, God is going to lift us up emotionally. A lot of people have been on the ground floor, topsy-turvy in their emotions. God is taking you higher in the name of Jesus. God is going to elevate you and lift you up physically. Your health is going to be lifted. Your finances will be lifted. God is going to lift you up maritally in the name of Jesus. That would mean you're going to get married for those who want to get married. That would mean you're going to have peace in your marriage for those that are going through a challenging time. That would mean you're going to have children for those who want children. Psalm chapter 27 verse 6 says, "And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God will lift up your head above your enemies round about. So, the natural response to your elevation is his praise. Unfortunately, some people's response to elevation is pride. God says our response to elevation should be praise, not pride. This season, God is going to lift up your head above your enemies and you will sing praises to him. Psalm chapter 3 verse 3 says, "But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head." For the remaining part of this year and beyond, God will be your glory and the lifter up of your head in the name of Jesus. And the converse is the case for God's enemies. Judges chapter 8 verse 28 says, "Thus was Midian subdued before the children of Israel, so that they lifted up their heads no more. And the country was in quietness 40 years in the days of Gideon." Everything representative of Midian in your life, in your mind, in your emotions, in your finances, in your marriage, in your home, in your destiny, will be subdued before you so that they will lift up their heads no more. As God is causing your head to be lifted, he will subdue every Midian around you in Jesus' name. And that is what God does. God is in the habit of and he enjoys lifting people. The Bible says that God humbles himself to behold the things in the heavens. Psalm chapter 113 verse 6. Please read. "Yet he considers the lowly." Let us pray. Father, you are my glory and the lifter of my head. As you orchestrate the lifting of my head, cause all your enemies to be permanently subdued in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.